Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning, a football Friday, as we gear up for the Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers 2 days from now, the home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. And of course, the first time for fans, real big-time fans, not just the 5,000 last year, but the 70 or so thousand it'll be this year. We look forward to that on Sunday. We'll react to the Giants in Washington. Phil's with an incredible comeback last night. We'll get to that. Rock all your calls, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe, hello.
Hello.
The average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for a green light, waiting for a red light to turn green.
Wow. That's a wow, buddy.
6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a big wow.
6 months of our lives.
Yeah, see, on initial inspection,
right? That's a wow, right?
It didn't sound like it was as long as I would have expected upon initial inspection, but now that I really sit here and dig in, that's sad. That's a lot of time.
It is.
6 months of sitting and
waiting. Well, you know where my mind also goes to is think then how many years we spend in the car.
Because great point. That's just the waiting for lights part, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
So are we in our car for 8 years of our lives? Are we in our car for 13 years?
I mean, it depends, right? Like how long do you have to drive to work, all that type of stuff. It's pretty crazy.
That's a cool fact. All right, let's hit it here. 215-592-9494. John, let's do it. We've been doing the dance all week. Here it is, Friday, Football Friday, game on Sunday. Simple question, who wins? Simple answer, the Eagles. Now let me say this. I want to be really clear. Am I saying this is a lock? No, I'm not telling you it's a lock. I'm not foolish. I get that San Francisco can win, and I do think the game, for the most part, falls into the toss-up category. I really believe that. But my instincts tell me, John, that at 4:15 on Sunday afternoon, when this game is over, we will have a 2-0 football team in Philadelphia.
Football instincts.
Yeah, my football instinct. That's exactly right. Hey, man, don't be ripping. My football instinct told you this team was better than you thought, and to this point I've been looking good.
No, they were better than the Falcons.
Look, there's a lot of ways to go here, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494, but from picking the game, there's only two ways to go, one or the other. Look, I'll tell you this. I could talk about the Eagles, and I will in a second, but a big reason for me, John, is Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is a below-average starting quarterback. I'm not saying he's the worst. He's not number 32 guy. He's not number 29 guy. He's a below average starting quarterback.
You know what this is?
He's a below average starting quarterback.
Yeah, and he's nowhere close to as bad as Nick Mullins. Last year, we saw Nick Mullins when we faced this 49ers team. I think that's part of why everyone's overconfident, because you got an inaccurate picture of how good this team really is because of Nick Mullins. Think about how bad we know Nick Mullins is, and they were in that game until the very end. Their scheme is sound on both sides of the ball. This idea that Jimmy Garoppolo is a bad quarterback because he's not asked to do much, because he's asked to hand the ball off an awful lot, he's not someone who's going to wow you with his Patrick Mahomes-type plays.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Garoppolo is exactly what this offense needs. It's like the manager-type quarterback who doesn't make many mistakes. And I remember – listen, let's I hate to veer from one team to the next, but – all I heard all preseason was Daniel Jones stinks. The New York Giants are going to be terrible because Daniel Jones stinks. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones last night was way advanced compared to that stinks that he was getting from everyone across the board. These quarterbacks have pride too. These quarterbacks know the way people talk about them. Yeah, Daniel Jones, he's got a lot of room for improvement. And I would say Jimmy Garoppolo could probably do more, even though he's not asked to do more very often. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a bad quarterback, and this team is good enough that he doesn't have to be much more than what he is. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the reason the San Francisco 49ers lose games.
He's one of the weaker elements of their team. He is. But yeah. Look, but
because they have a strong team.
They do have a good team. I mean, I think, well, let me put
and
it
that's,
this way.
That's the part everyone seems to overlook.
Well, all right, talk to me, John. So it sounds like you're picking San Fran. Tell me
yeah,
what you're
picking. I'm picking San Francisco. I'm not doubting that the Eagles can keep it close and make it a game, but I don't know that for sure. Again, right now, this is like throwing darts. We don't know how good these teams are, but I am extremely worried that everyone is overconfident because of the success we had against the Falcons. I'm concerned the success won't continue because we offensively take what the defense allows. And against the Falcons, that was the short stuff, you know, the short completions. It was, you know, the shortest of completing passes in the NFL last week. The 49ers look at that and they say, well, that's what they want to do. We're not going to let them do it. So now we will find out if Jalen Hurts can do the hold on to the ball, step up in the pocket, trust the protection, and throw the ball accurately down the field to these wide receivers who will have to be running sight adjustment routes. You know, they'll have to be running the right routes. They'll have to be precise. Last week it was almost a, man, Nick Sirianni did such a great job of making it like a foolproof scheme, like the defense couldn't be right, but the Falcons didn't provide much resistance. I know the 49ers will provide more, and a lot of those same questions still remain. Can our quarterback be the accurate thrower that the Eagles didn't think he was? I still don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know. I agree. There's no question the jury's still out.
If they jump these routes, and get all over our young wide receivers, yep. How do they deal with that?
Well, and that's the thing. I feel pretty confident Devontae Smith can deal with
he's
that.
He's hard to jump because he's so shifty and he's got all the technique and the moves. But Jalen Reagor, I have no faith that he's going to get off the line of scrimmage if they decide to bump him.
I think the Eagles are far from out of the woods with Reagor. It was encouraging last week. But, yeah, I would be foolish to say, you know, yep, lock it in, Jalen Reagor. I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494. Let me just say it's a simple question. Who wins on Sunday? Now, obviously, and why, and what do you see happening in the game? And am I right saying the Eagles win, or is this fanboy talk by me? Is John actually
yes,
the wise?
Yes, it is somewhat fanboy talk. It's also, we looked good. We looked good. So it we have a chance to win. I'm not saying it's a done deal.
I understand.
But when the 49ers, who want to run the football, they love pounding the football. They've got a fullback. They pay big money to a fullback in Kyle Juszczyk.
And he's a good one.
He's a really good fullback. Yeah. They are going to line up and say, hey, Eric Wilson, you're working on being violent. Violent this, and they're going to hit him in the mouth, and they're going to run downhill on us, and if we try to run two deep safeties the way we did last week to protect against the pass, they're going to run the ball 60 times.
Well, it is a game if McLeod doesn't play. We don't even know Marcus Epps' status, you know, so that's also an issue. I mean, you'd want some support from the safety level to come up into the box against a team like San Francisco. That is a concern. There is no doubt about this game. Look, we want to hear from you. 215-592-9494, what you see happening on Sunday and why. I'll say this from an Eagles standpoint, John. I started with Garoppolo out of the gate, but I will say this. The impressive win in Atlanta by the Eagles is still in my head. And you know, you can make the case too much so, but I saw what I saw, and I know what I know what it signals to me. Hurts is a playmaker. The wide receivers have speed, in particular Devontae Smith. The defense looked very good. There is going to be a lot of winning by the Eagles in the
trenches. The defense didn't look good stopping the run.
Well, I still think they allowed some
you
of that.
You can't say that was very good.
It was. They gave up 6 points. Defense looked very good. There's going to be a lot of winning in the trenches by the Eagles. Now, San Fran also can win in the trenches. So it's a great matchup from that standpoint. But then there's the home field advantage factor, which I don't think is small. I mean, guys, this is going to be the first time there's a full crowd at Lincoln Financial Field since Eagles played Seattle in the playoffs 2 years ago. I mean, that crowd's going to be juiced up and ready to go. So, look, want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. None of this by me, none of it, is to say I take the game for granted. I don't. There's no doubt it is in the toss-up variety. But my instincts tell me 4:15 on Sunday, we're going to have a 2-0 football team, and it's not the one leaving town, San Francisco. It's going to be the one staying in town to practice the whole week here and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Benjamin in Downingtown this morning. What's up, Benjamin?
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1-2.
One, two, three.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high,
and watch our Eagles fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So that's the way to start a show, Benjamin.
It's Benjamin!
Bad, baby.
Let's go, Birds!
I'm coming, every third down, I'm coming out that like a snarling dog, man. It's going to be loud. It's going to be insane. I'm trying to be vicious. Come on, people. Let's talk about how the Eagles is going to win. We ain't here to talk about how they're going to lose. It's an Eagles football Friday, baby.
Benjamin, let me tell you something. It's a great omen. I don't know how many people have put it together.
I don't know either, man, but
2017, there was that underdog thing, right? Underdog. What is Nick Sirianni preaching? Dog mentality. Dog mentality. He didn't come in here and say cat mentality. Dog mentality. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Let's eat it up, baby. What do hungry dogs do? Hungry dogs run faster.
Hungry
baby.
Dogs Let's rip faces off of James Seltzer.
You're damn that's, right, Joe DiCamera.
That's what they do. They rip his face off. Benjamin, good call. Now, that call, not exactly chock full of analysis, but that's okay.
Oh, even better, man. That was my Friday is off to a great start, Ben.
I like it. All right, 215-592-9494. Richie's sitting here in stunned silence. How do I respond to that? All right, I love it. Joe DiCamera, John Richie. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles, B, the 49ers. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. We'll discuss so many aspects of the game up ahead, and ultimately much of it within the context of really how good are the Eagles and belief level in this football team. That plus the Phils and more, it's all here today on a big Football Friday. Joe DiCamera and John Richie on WIP.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.